it's your sweetheart again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first episode of Mental Landscapes, where we inspire a different way of thinking. This podcast is proudly sponsored by BK Inspirations. BK Inspirations, your number one companion in motivation and personal development. Identifying and knowing your purpose in life. This is by far the most frustrating topic known to men, simply because it has been blown out of proportion so badly that everybody has given up hope to even try and understand how one is able to identify their purpose, how one is able to live a purpose-driven life. And on this podcast, I would like to take a look at purpose. I'd like to expatiate on this topic and offer a different way of looking at it, a different way of thinking about it, and a different way of going about identifying and seeking out what your purpose truly is. Now, please understand that the ideas and things that I will be sharing with you on this podcast are my own opinion. They are my own way of understanding things, and they are things that have worked for me. And I am sharing them with you in the hopes that they will work for you just as well as they worked for me. With that being said, let's get right into it. If you're going to identify your purpose, the perfect place to start is with your gifts and your talents. Now, someone might ask, why start with gifts and talents? And the answer is very simple. Your gifts and talents are the very clues that you need to know what your purpose is. Not only are they the clues that you need, but they are the very essence of your purpose. For the longest of time, religion has taught the concept of purpose in a way that has left many to be deluded by the concept itself. It is this teaching that have left many to believe that their purpose has to be tied to the church before it is tied to anything else. It is this teaching that has left many to believe that if your gift and your purpose doesn't serve God directly via ministry, then your purpose has a bit of wrong to it. Whereas the truth of the matter is, no matter who you are, no matter what is it that you do, every dream and aspiration that you've had for yourself, you've had it because it first originated in the soul of the universe. And that is your mission on life. That is what you have to do. That is your purpose. It was Earl Nightingale who said, "Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal." Whatever dreams and visions, goals, ambitions that you have for your life, these are ideals that you hold dear. These are the things that you wish would happen and take course in your own life. These are the things that you would one day live to wake up to. But what you don't understand is that these are the very purpose for your life. These are the very reason why you were born. These are the reasons why you were placed on this earth. You were given an opportunity, a chance to realize a certain type of level in you, a certain type of life, and you have been given desire, imagination, which communicates with you what it is that you have to do. Now, your talent, on the other hand, your gifts, on the other hand, they are to your dreams what transportation is to you. You see, a car takes you from one place to the other. Your talent helps you live out your dreams. It moves you from the present, where you are now, where you are unable to live out your dream, where you are unable to fulfill your purpose. And it moves you slowly but surely towards the fulfillment, towards the realization and the experience of you living your purpose, you living your dream, you experiencing the reality of everything you hold so dear in your life. Understand that your dreams and aspirations and everything you hold so dear requires an objective. It requires a why in simple terms. Why do you want to do? Why do you aspire to do certain things? Why do you aspire for certain things to happen in your life? Why do you aspire to have certain things in your life? Once you find out what the why is, What that does is it gives you a greater, more in-depth reason for you to get up and pursue the very thing that you aspire to. It provides you with the ultimate internal motivation that you will need on those days where it's hard to get out of bed, on those days where it's hard to do what is right, on those days where it's hard to put in the work. When you know the reason behind your aspirations, the reason behind your desires, you will have the most powerful thing on earth, and that is internal motivation that is not shaken, that will not bend, and that will not move, nor will it fade away, but will forever remain to keep pushing you when nothing else seems to be working out. It will be the very reason that you will have to hold on to when everything around you looks like it's not going to work out, when everything around you looks like you made a wrong decision. That will be the very reason that you will have to hold on to, that will push you until something happens, that will push you to hold on until something happens or until your situation changes. It is very, very important for you to add objective towards your aspirations, your dreams, and your goals, and your vision for your life. Objective is the most essential aspect in all of purpose. Allow me to offer myself up as an example. Perhaps it will give a more clearer understanding of the concept of gifts, purpose, and talents. Speaking is something that I do very, very well. I offer words of wisdom, courage, and comfort. My desires and aspirations, however, are those of changing the face of Africa. I desire to change how Africans look at themselves and the perception they have of their own continent. And speaking is the very tool I use to do so. Communication is all I have, and I have been told that I speak sense. You will be the judge of that, of course. But communication is the only tool that I have. It is a gift and a talent of mine that I have, and which I use to achieve the very dream, desire, and aspiration that I have of Africa. I use communication through motivational speeches. I use it through seminars. I use it through speaking at churches. I use it with every medium that I can, through podcasts, blogging. Why? Because communication is a gift that I have, which is the only gift that I can operate in, which will guarantee that I achieve my purpose. I want you to look at your life right now. I want you to look at your own gifts and talents right now. And I want you to ask yourself a simple question. Have you been overlooking your gifts and your talents? Have you been undermining their capabilities? Have you been undermining what they can do for you? And if you've answered yes to any of these questions, then I hope that this podcast has provided you with enough information for you to start making a change in your life. The one thing I would like for you to understand and to know is this: we are all enabled to live an impactful life. But most importantly, we are all predestined for success. But getting there, however, is a choice we make daily.